This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what continues to bring strength to the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, that's the probably toughest question to answer today. I would say it's another session of technical buying. We are not seeing big jumps or leaps in the cash cattle price. Mostly what we're seeing out there is 160 to 160.5 is the high so far this week. It just seems like technical buying is supporting this cattle trade and doing a very fine job of it, as we saw a second session of triple-digit gains. Now, at mid-morning, box beef was actually down $1.23 on choice, down $1.76 on selects, had a movement of only 69 loads. We also saw cattle kill 105,000 head and the hog kill 417,000 on the close today. We're up $1.87 on April, June 217, higher May feeders 282, August feeders 272, and June lean hogs $1.12.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
P&K has been backed by the industry-leading equipment brand for 30 years. And when you drive your new John Deere 1023 tractor through your weekend chores and every well-cut blade of grass, P&K will deliver affordability at every turn. Starting at just $99.99, the one-of-a-kind expertise of our parts and service departments will keep that value going strong. So come see what sets us apart from the other guys and find out why in Oklahoma John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 4/30/15, includes $1,000 cash discount, not stackable with finance offers. Model and availability may vary. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Crop Plan by Winfield combines high-performing seed genetics with local, field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with localized management strategies that incorporate seed placement, proper nutrition, and crop protection product recommendations based on solid data. They've planted multiple answer plot locations in the Southern Plains region this year, showcasing winter canola and winter wheat. Crop Plan by Winfield, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Farm and Ranch News Daily Email.
And, Tom, what continues to soften things across the grain markets?
I think you got several factors out there. One, the weather. Now, that varies from where we're talking about, places getting rain, places not getting rain. Demand is getting to be a big concern out there, as we are really behind last year's pace as far as weekly export sales on new crop, option expiration today, and the lack of any fundamental positive news for our grain markets, as we saw Kansas City wheat make new lows, and we saw the corn market with new lows for 2015. At the close today, we lost 14 and a quarter cents in May Kansas City wheat. July lost 14 and a half. July Chicago wheat lost 12 and three quarters. July corn down 7. December corn down 6 and a quarter. July soybeans down 9 and a quarter. November beans 9 cents lower. But July cotton was up 89 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.